Let's go in the quote of Amir al-Mu'minin Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu
anhu, Subhanallah.
And see what beautiful, beautiful gestures of love he showed for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Once Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu, he wanted the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to come to his house and have a meal. He wanted to invite him to his house. And he humbly said to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, come to my house, bless my house with your visit, along with your companions, and have a meal. I want to invite you. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he accepted this invitation and went to the house of Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu with the blessed companions alayhi wa ridwan. Now, look at this beautiful gesture.
Subhanallah.
The Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is walking towards the house of Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu.
Allahu Akbar.
And Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu, he starts walking behind the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, over here, as the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would take a step forward towards his house, Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, staying behind, he would keep counting his breath steps. How many steps he's taking to my house?
Allah.
Now, as this is going on, just imagine, just try to envisage this. Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is walking, Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu behind him, counting the steps that he's taking towards his house. Now, as this is happening, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he inquires Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, regarding this, that why are you counting my steps as I'm walking down to your house? And Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu, he says to Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, again, my parents be sacrificed upon you. So this is the first expression that they would express in the court of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that may my parents be sacrificed upon you. I want that in exchange of every step that you take to my house, I free one slave. So I'm counting your steps so that upon every step of yours, I free up a slave.
Allah.
So it is stated that Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam reached his house, as many steps as he had taken, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu freed that number of slaves.
Allah.
This was again, how honored he's feeling that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, my beloved, is coming to my house. And this can also be taken as an expression of gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Ya Allah Almighty, this is your karam, your fadl, that your beloved, who's also my beloved, he's coming to my house. So for this very mercy, bounty that you are blessing me with,
and shukr, I'm doing this,
I will free one slave upon every single step of your beloved that he takes to my house.